WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, settle in. Welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill vibes and sleep-inducing wisdom. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to more restful life. Now, we all know the struggle is real when it comes to shutting down our brains at night. But tonight, we're diving into something even deeper than just bedtime routines. We're talking about building self-compassion and kicking those nasty inner critics to the curb. Because let's be honest, sometimes that little voice in your head can be louder than a rock concert, right? Ever felt like you're constantly falling short? Like no matter how hard you try, there's always something more to achieve, something better to be. You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your mind goes into overdrive of self-recrimination? Well, guess what? That inner critic is just a pesky house guest who overstayed their welcome. It's time to politely show them the door. First things first. Recognize that self-criticism isn't helpful. Think of it like this: would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not, right? We wouldn't dream of berating our friends for every little slip-up. So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh treatment? Here are 5 key takeaways to start building that self-compassion muscle. 1. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through the same struggle you are. What would you say to them? Would you tear them down or offer words of encouragement and support? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, try shifting your perspective. Look for the silver lining, even in difficult situations. What lessons can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to grow and become stronger? Remember, growth often comes from stumbling blocks, not smooth sailing. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, and the beauty around you. This helps quiet the inner chatter and allows you to connect with yourself on a deeper level. It's like hitting the pause button on that overactive thought cycle. 4. Celebrate small victories. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Did you finish a challenging task? Did you make a healthy choice? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing your progress boosts self-esteem and reinforces positive behavior. 5. Be kind to your body. Just like a car needs regular maintenance, so does your body. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, and move your body in ways that feel good. When you treat your body with care, it rewards you with energy, resilience, and overall well-being. Think about the last time you stumbled. Maybe it was a failed project, a missed opportunity, or even just a simple slip of the tongue. How did you react? Did you beat yourself up, or did you offer yourself some understanding and grace? Remember that self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and learning from them. Think about this. Imagine your sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble. There will be rough edges, misshapen areas, and times when the chisel slips. But with patience, persistence, and self-compassion, you can slowly bring your vision to life. The same goes for life. It's a journey of constant creation and refinement. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate the small victories, and keep chipping away at your goals. So tonight, as you drift off to sleep, remember this. You are worthy of love, compassion, and kindness, especially from yourself. Give that inner critic a timeout, treat yourself like a dear friend, and embrace the journey with a renewed sense of self-acceptance. And don't forget to join the conversation. Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What strategies have helped you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Sweet dreams, everyone, and remember, be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.